This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House voiced strong support for Iranian protesters who took to the streets to decry the shootdown of a Ukrainian commercial jetliner outside Tehran last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
In Tehran, last week's protests against the killing of Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani have been replaced by demonstrations expressing sorrow and anger over what the government admits was an accidental shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet, killing all on board. Amid the upheaval gripping Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday, tweeting, quote, "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration faces continued bipartisan pressure from Congress to provide more details on the intelligence that prompted the U.S.'s targeted killing of an Iranian general, as Democrats seek to rein in the president's ability to unilaterally order military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Americans deserve and expect a fair impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the speaker says a fair Senate trial should include witnesses and documentation.
To either do that or pay a price.
Pelosi says the House will vote this week to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, ending a more than three-week delay.
We wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
President Trump is facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It will be only the third impeachment trial in the history of the United States. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And this is VOA News.